Title: How Landlords Win Before Negotiations Even Begin. Introduction: If you think your lease negotiation starts at the table, you're already behind. By the time you even think about negotiating, your landlord has been working the angles for months, sometimes years. And I don't say that to make landlords sound malicious, it's just the truth about how the system is built. Section 1. The playbook they don't talk about. What many companies don't realize is that landlords follow a process, and that process protects their interests, not yours. 1. The standard lease, that's anything but. The lease you're handed has been refined over the years to favor the landlord. Renewal clauses, operating expenses, who's responsible for repairs, every line is intentional. 2. The market rate illusion. Market rate sounds official, because there's one true number everyone agrees on. There isn't. Most of the time, it's whatever number works for the landlord. They'll point to a handful of deals that make their price look fair and, surprise, skip the ones that don't. If you're only looking at their version of the market, you're already in trouble. 3. Strategic vacancies. Here's something a lot of people don't realize. Sometimes a landlord would rather let a space sit empty than cut the rent. Why? Because one discounted deal can drag down the value of every lease in the building. So they hold the line, even if it means turning away a perfectly good business like yours. Section 2. Why you're already behind. By the time that first proposal hits your desk, the landlord's already played out the whole deal in their head. They've, 1. Picked the outcome they want and their fallback. 2. Written the lease to protect both. 3. Collected market data that makes their number look right. 4. Decided what they can give up without actually losing anything. It's like sitting down at a poker table when the other player already knows your cards and you don't have a clue. Section 3. How to level the field. You can absolutely flip the leverage, but you have to change how you play the game. 1. Start early. 6 months from lease expiration is too late. Start a minimum of 24 to 36 months ahead to create options. 2. Control the data. Don't rely solely on their definition of market. Get independent numbers. 3. Choose the right advocate. Work with someone who only represents business leaders, never landlords. 4. Create real options. The more choices you have, the less control they have. The bottom line, I've seen too many great companies walk into negotiations thinking they're starting from scratch. They're not, and the landlord is counting on it. When you know their playbook, you can protect your business, your bottom line, and your options for growth. Because in commercial real estate, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.